Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Nebraska State Senator Myron Dorn to talk about the current legislative session and issues affecting rural communities across the region. He talks about what his top priorities are this legislative session.
The budget deficit that we have up here, we had a deficit last year. Nebraska uses a two-year session. They call it first year is a 90-day, and the second year is a 60-day, and we're in the 60-day of the two-year session. And we develop a budget during the first 90-day session, and then the second 60-day sessions, we have to make, we call it adjustments or updates to that budget. In other words, if people come in and need something more to spend or needs more spending authority to because of whatever, higher wages or whatever, and then we go over all those and give them that authority. And as part of that this year, though, because of the first year that we balanced the budget, it shows at the end of this first year, which will be July 1st of this year, of that two-year budget, we are going to also now have a deficit. We came in with about a $470 million deficit, and the forecasting board last week, which is the number we will use, the state has a forecasting board of 9 people, and they put out projections of our revenue and stuff, and with that comes up a forecast. They also gave us another $170 million additional deficit, so we're over around $650 million deficit. So working through to how to work that through, how to work the funding through for everybody, and my other bills that I've carried this year, I've told most people that especially if they ask for revenue or ask for general funds, they're not going anywhere, and that's been holding true now with the deficits we have. So the budget for me is the thing that, since I sit on the Appropriations Committee, is the thing that I deal with the most.
Senator Dorn mentions bills that have taken up most of his time.
Oh, there's a branding of the cattle. We have a brand area here in Nebraska, and making some adjustments to that. Been visiting with a lot of people on that. Also, I call it some long-term care issues about the funding for that and some wordage to put in so that how it's calculated and how it's used. And then the other issues that have mostly taken my time are just things related to the budget and how some revenue coming in might affect it, or how an expense being out there with the big beautiful bill that U.S. Congress passed this last summer that has affected us, and dealing with some of those things, and how we understand or look at what that does to affect the budget of the state of Nebraska.
He also talks about concerns from rural communities.
Well, it's been that way ever since I've been up here, and I call that property taxes and stuff. So that still is an issue up here this year. I don't know if we'll be able to add any additional funding for it. But
Senator Dorn also mentions upcoming tax changes.
The budget we did pass, Appropriations Committee did pass the budget out to the floor, and then next week we will start dealing with those issues of, I call it funding or not funding, different things, and how we're going to end up balancing the budget. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. We our 59th day is April 10th, and our 60th day is April 17th. So we're winding down. I think we have 22 days left or something like that. So we're winding down towards the end, and a good share of the remaining time, I don't know, 30, 40, 50% is going to be taken up on budget and budget issues. So that's what will dominate on the floor, at least our time. And we have, this week we started full debate on the floor. Otherwise, all the bills that we had, everyone had a committee hearing. And last week was the end of the committee hearings, and this week is full debate on the floor.
And there are steps being taken to support rural health care.
Oh, rural health care is very important. And we did pass that the assessment thing that helped them a couple years ago. We passed that. Finally, the funding has started to work back down through the federal government, back through the hospitals. Been visited quite a bit up here by hospitals, rural hospitals, the Beatrice Hospital in our area, and also a group of people the other day from the Tecumseh Hospital and issues facing them and cost and how cost of it increased with labor and everything else, how that's affecting them, and very much aware of how important it is to make sure that we maintain our rural hospitals and we have the care there for people when they need it.
A big thank you to Senator Myron Dorn for taking the time to visit with me and provide an update on the legislative session in Nebraska. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.